China traditionally stayed out of Middle Eastern politics, and over the years, its foreign policy has been one of non-intervention in the region. What's happening in the past several weeks? Are we seeing a more active role of China in the Middle East?
I think first I have to say that China has not stayed away from our principal foreign policies and non-interference into other countries' internal affairs. But China certainly will have more active engaged itself in the Middle East. And we believe the stable to bring an end to the Syria crisis, it is within the interests not only for the Syrian people and also for China. And recently there has been a very strong momentum in the international efforts to find solutions. This is why you can see that the international community and has reached a consensus in the peace process, as well as the UN for the first time adopted a resolution endorsed of the roadmap for the Syria peace process.
Then, when you say the international community is engaging in a bigger effort to try to bring a peace process in Syria, and China wants to be part of it, is China trying to do this out of peer pressure, or China trying to do this to protect its own interests in the region?
I think that China's key interests in the Middle East, this is what we needed, because China is in its own development. The main aim for China is to recognize what we so-called Chinese dreams. And in order to materialize the Chinese dreams, we need peaceful, stable international environment. And especially recently, the fighting in Syria or in the Middle East, this is not serve Chinese interests, may provide some sort of obstacles for China to recognize its Chinese dreams. Of course, we have some other commercial interests, energy interests, as well as security interests. But the most important thing, I believe, this kind of instability has provided a kind of a threat to China. Especially, you know, we have introduced a new strategy, One Road, One Belt. Without, you know, the stability, you cannot implement it.